罗马书的最后一章。
Yesterday we read of the last chapter of Romans.
保罗的问安。
Paul's greetings.
我读的时候读到了很多次在基督里。
I read many times that it says in Christ.
何等的好，早上我们一同来敬拜同一位神。
How good it is that we are worshiping this one God.
何等的好，在基督里，他把我们连接在一起。
How great it is that He unites us together in Christ.
好不好？我们跟前后左右的弟兄姐妹问安。
How about we greet brothers and
sisters? 感谢主保守我们在基督里。
We thank Him that we are in Christ.
这是我们共同的诗歌，昨日、今日、直到永远，他不改变。
This is our common hymn that yesterday, today, and forever Jesus is the same.
我更喜欢在希伯来书，他说：“昨日、今日、直到永远，耶稣是一样的。”
And it says in Hebrews, I like it even more that yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus is the same.
我们所信的神是一样的。
The God whom we believe in is the same, the one God.
2000年前，他在雅各井边等候撒玛利亚妇人。
More than 2000 years ago, he waited for the woman at the well.
今天他一样在寻找罪人。
Likewise, today he is still seeking sinners.
等候赐给我们活水的泉源。
He is waiting to grant us the living fountain.
我们一同来唱。
Let's sing together.
相信要简单。
Simple faith may claim.
这个荣耀奇迹可比较心到天亮，昨日今日直到永远，耶稣不改变，他仍喜爱拯救罪人，一直仍记名，平静
日今日直到永远，耶稣是一样的。
Yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus is the same.
何等恩典，他不改变。
It is such grace that he does not change.
这首诗歌何等恩典，我们称它是撒玛利亚妇人的诗歌。
The song we're to sing next, how could it be with the Samaritan woman?
但是我觉得今天当我们唱的时候，我们比她更蒙福。
But today as we sing it, we are even more blessed than she was.
她如果知道那天跟她要水喝的是谁，她必早来。
If she knew the one who was speaking to her, she would have come earlier.
但是今天我们因着这救恩，我们用真诚的心来到主的面前。
Today, we can come to him with a truthful heart.
真的心降伏在你面前，开我心眼，使我看见你甘于心领受生命破碎，从你而来的温柔洁白， 使我看见
你的面前来，靠你的恩典，开我们的眼睛。
By your grace we come before you. May you open our eyes.
让我们知道，只有你知道我们心里面的软弱。
Because only you know the weakness in us.
只有你能把活水的泉源赐给我们。
Only you can give us the living fountain.
No one but you, Lord, can satisfy the longing in my heart. Nothing I do, Lord, can take the place of drawing near to you.
满足我们生活的需要而已。
Not to change or to just meet the needs of our daily lives.
你道成肉身，降世为人。
You are the Word became flesh and took on a human form.
你要把救恩赐给我们。
To give us salvation.
你要把一个新的生命赐给我们。
And you are to give us a new life.
谦卑柔和的生命
，a meek and lowly life。
主跟我们自己那么的不一样
，is so different than us。
但是我们渴慕这样的生命
，but we long for such a new life。
愿你今天继续向我们的心说话
，may you continue to speak to our hearts。
让我们更多经历你恩典是何等的伟大
，so that we can experience what an awesome grace that you are to give us。
耶稣，昨日、今日、直到永远，你都是一样的。
For yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus is the same.
Hallelujah, 我们赞美你。
Hallelujah.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
我相信今天弟兄姐妹，你们来到会厅，看见前面摆的花，你们一定感觉到圣诞节快到了。
I believe as you enter the sanctuary, you notice that we have many poinsettia placed here, and we all know that Christmas is approaching fast.
每次到了圣诞节，也就是一年要结束的时候。
As Christmas approaches, we know that the year is about to come to a close.
但是我们先庆祝感恩节。
But let us celebrate Thanksgiving first.
今年和往年一样，我们周五晚上我们将会有感恩的晚餐。
This year is the same as how it was in the past. We will have our Thanksgiving dinner.
我们参加过的人都知道这是一个非常丰富的晚餐。
Those of us who have attended know that this is truly a bountiful feast.
我们每一家都会准备一道菜。
Because every family will prepare a dish.
我最近还看到许多弟兄姐妹在更改他们已经登记的菜。
Recently, I've noticed that many brothers and sisters are adjusting the dish that they are going to be bringing.
可见大家在这个晚餐上面用的心。
It's a clear sign that everyone is putting in the very thoughtful preparation.
这个晚餐能够丰富。
This dinner can be so abundant.
首先是因着神这一年里面丰丰富富的供应我们。
It's because, first of all, God has provided us so abundantly.
弟兄姐妹在爱中用心的准备才有可能。
Brothers and sisters are preparing the dish with such a love and dedication.
但今年和以往也有一点不一样。
But this year is still a little bit different than the years previously.
以往接着感恩晚餐，我们立刻就会有感恩见证的聚会。
In the past, right after our dinner, we will have our sharing of testimonies.
今年我们放慢脚步。
This year, we are going to slow down a bit.
今天周五晚上我们只想先用晚餐。
This year, we will enjoy a meal together first.
对，我们先享受大家在一起用餐的快乐。
And to savor the joy of having a meal together.
接着在十二月，我们用前面两个礼拜五晚上，我们来做感恩见证。
And then the first two Fridays of December,We will share testimonies together.
我们看见这一年中主与我们同在。
Because we see how the Lord has been with us this past year.
当中有快乐的时候。
In it, there are happy, joyful times.
也有很多不容易的环境。
There were also very difficult periods of time.
在我们不容易的环境中，我们看到主仍旧与我们同在。
In our difficult times, we still see that the Lord is with us.
就像我们刚才唱的诗歌，他知道我们心中的需要。
Just like the song we sang, He knows the need of our heart.
他听我们的祷告。
He listens to our prayers.
这个真的是恩典。
This indeed is true grace.
经过2025年
After having gone throughMost of 2025,
我相信我们很多弟兄姐妹，我们跟主的关系不再一样。
I believe many brothers and sisters, with many of us, our relationship with the Lord is never the same.
我们最近读约翰福音的时候，我们从施洗约翰开始。
As we recently read the Gospel of John, starting with John the Baptist,
直到上周我们读到撒玛利亚妇人的故事。
Until last Friday, with the account of the Samaritan woman,
我们看见这么许多人，他们都在为主耶稣做见证。
We saw so many of them, they all bore witness to the Lord Jesus.
见证他们所认识的耶稣。
They bore witness to the Lord that they knew.
他们的见证就影响了他们周围的人。
So their testimony influenced many people around them.
最近我们读《使徒行传》。
Then recently we've been reading the book of Acts.
《使徒行传》第一章，主耶稣他吩咐我们也要做他的见证人。
In chapter 1, the Lord Jesus commanded us that we are to be his witness.
将我们所知道、所看见、所听见的耶稣见证，我们为这些事做见证。
That we are called to be His witnesses to testify to what we have known, what we have heard and seen.
这岂不是应该是我们的责任吗？
Isn't this our responsibility?
但是更好的，这是一个带着应许和祝福的吩咐。
But it is even better yet that it is also a commandment filled with many promises and blessings.
当一年要结束，我们回顾这一年。
As the year draws close to an end,
我们一方面我们在感恩的心里面准备我们周四晚上的晚餐。
We with a grateful heart, we're preparing our delicious dish for the bountiful feast on Friday night.
一方面我们也回顾这一年，我们数算神在这一年中跟我们在我们生命中的工作。
We also are together to recount the Lord's work in our lives.
我们数算主的恩典。
We count His blessings.
借着我们做见证。
Through the giving of testimonies,
使神得到荣耀,
that God may be glorified,
使爱慕主的心能够增加,
so that the heart of loving the Lord will abound.
就像我们报名参加周五晚上的聚餐一样,
just like signing up to bring a dish on Friday nights.
请弟兄姐妹也在同样的心情中报名参加我们的见证聚会。
We ask brothers and sisters to also sign up to share your testimony.
今天早上我们要交通的题目是寻求谦卑。
Our topic for this morning is seek humility.
这是在两年读经计划我们读到希伯雅书第二章第三节时候读到的。
This comes from the reading of our two-year Bible reading from Zephaniah chapter 2 verse 3.
世上遵守耶和华典章的谦卑人啊，你们当寻求耶和华。
Seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth.
当寻求公义谦卑。
Who have upheld His justice, seek righteousness, seek humility.
或者在耶和华发怒的日子可以隐藏起来。
It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger.
我记得我们回馈的时候，我就交通过我们今年我们2026年我们一起来寻求谦卑。
During reflection time, I remember I shared, "Let us seek humility together this year."
为什么我会有这个想法呢？
Why did I have such a thought?
这和最近一段时间我们读的圣经，我们礼拜六早上一起读的书有非常大的关系。
It has a lot to do with the scriptures we've been reading Friday night and the book we've been studying together Saturday morning.
今天早上我要交通的内容多半都是周五晚上我们读的约翰福音，周六早上我们读的著述八段。
Most of what I will share this morning stems from our Friday evening reading of the Gospel of John, our Saturday morning reading of the Octave of Redemption.
还有每天早上我们读的罗马书的时候，我心中的一些默想。
As well as our daily morning devotion on Romans.
首先我们谈一下道成肉身和我们的关系。
First of all, I would like to share with you all what incarnation has to do with us.
约翰福音一开始他说太初有道。
Right in the beginning of the Gospel of John, it says, in the beginning was the Word.
第十四节他说道成了肉身住在我们中间。
And in verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelled among us.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And we beheld His glory.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
太初有道，他讲到说，在神还没有开始创造这个世界，还没有造人之前。
In the beginning was the word it talks about before God even began creating the world, before He made man. There was such a thought in God's heart.
在神心中有个意念。
And that was the very thought in God's heart.
神要将他自己带到肉身里面来表现。
That is, God would bring Himself into the flesh to reveal Himself.
神可以借着很多的方法来表现。
He can use many ways to reveal Himself.
但神要借着一个肉身，神的心要借着像我们这样的肉身来表现他自己。
But He wanted to reveal Himself in human form.
神要在人的形状里面来表现他自己。
And in human form to be known by man.
来给人认识。
So that we can know Him.
借着人性。
Through humanity.
来使人认识一切关于神的事。
that he would make known to us all the things concerning God.
所以我们知道肉身跟人性是非常重要的。
Therefore, we know that humanity has so much to do with God's creation.
那时候还没有亚当或夏娃。
That was even before Adam and Eve were created.
神仙有了这么一个意念才造了亚当夏娃。
And God has such a thought, and then he created Adam and Eve.
我顺便提一下，我们最近做了一个 podcast, 人算什么。
I also would like to mention that recently we did a podcast.
这是一本非常好的书。
And it was based on a very good book.
我们一直在做我们从生出来到现在都不断地在做人。
And from the time we were born until now, we are living as a human being.
我们觉得做人是个大学问。
Because to live as a human being is a huge thing.
到底人在神的心意中算什么？
So what really is man in God's heart?
我们感觉来到神面前，我们只是可怜的罪人。
Oftentimes when we come before God, we just merely feel that we are a pitiful sinner.
就是这样子吗？
Is that true?
我鼓励我们还在做人的时候，我们都读这本书。
Is that really all that is? I encourage that we all read this book.
这样当我们再来读创世纪第一章的时候，我们对人这个字就有三个正确的认识。
And so as we read this book, we can come to understandthe three aspects, we can gain three correct understandings of man.
我们刚刚说到神的心意，他就是要把自己放在人的形状中来发表。
First, when we understand that God had a prior intention to reveal himself in human form.
在人性中被人认识。
And that he would be made known through humanity.
所以当我们再来读到创世纪第一章的时候，我们就更能够明白神的话。
Then we can come to understand even better when we come back to read Genesis 1, what is the meaning of God's word?
我们要照着我们的形象跟样式来造人。
When he says, let us make man in our image and likeness.
这不是突然发生的一件事。
This is not just a sudden coincidence or occurrence.
这个是在起初的时候就在神的心意里面。
But it was a purpose in God's heart from the very beginning.
所以当人出现的时候，这对神来说是非常重要的事。
So when humanity appeared, that was a very significant thing in God's heart.
接着我们对我们这个人的功用跟价值。
And then next is we need to come to we have to have a transformation in our understanding.
也就是人我们存在的意义。
That is the purpose and value of our existence.
因此我们明白神的心意，我们应该有个巨大的改变。
And by understanding that, we need to have a big transformation.
我们接着刚才那个创世纪，他继续说，他造了人以后，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
For after man was created, God also says to rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock and over all the animals and the creatures that move on the ground.
神造人的心意是让人代表他自己，来管理他其他的创造。
God's purpose in creating humanity was to have us represent him and to govern other creations.
借着人的管理，将看不见的神能够表明出来。
And that God made the unseen God can be made known through our stewardship.
所以我们的结论是，我们是神创造，是神旨意要实现的中心。
So we can come to this conclusion that we are God's creation and the focal point of his purpose.
所以刚才我们唱的诗歌也说，他看一个作诗的人看见神这样的心意，他这样的恩典，他就说，人算什么，你赐他尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
Just like the song we sang, that when we perceive such a divine intention and grace, the psalmist exclaimed in such a wonder that you are mindful of man.
这是每一个人当有的。
And you crown him with glory and honor. This is what man ought to have.
因此人是所有问题的关键。
Therefore, man holds the key to everything.
当人彰显神的时候，万物都蒙福。
When man reflects God, then all things are blessed.
因为神是所有美善事物的源头。
Because God is the very source of all goodness.
但是当人的情形不对，我们离开神。
But when man strays from God,
不照着神起初造人的心意生活的时候，万物都痛苦。
And we fail to live according to the original design, then all things suffer.
这也是我们最近，这个讲到说，当人，这是创世纪第三章开始的问题。
This is the very problem we see in chapter 3 of Genesis.
我们从那里一直到现在，我们看到我们的世界混乱的原因。
From there, we see the reason why to this world remains in such a chaos to this very day.
当我们当亚当夏娃，他让这个罪进到他们的生命里面。
When Adam and Eve allow sin to enter into their lives,
他们是所有人的源头。
They were the source of life from in the beginning.
当神进入到人生命的源头里面的时候。
When sin enter into man,
这个生命的源头就被罪玷污了。
Then such a source was defiled.
从此以后，人性就变得弯曲悖谬。
From that point onward, then man's nature became twisted and perverse.
我们的生活表现出来满了罪污的痕迹。
And the way we live is marked by the traces of sin.
因此本来人是要当家作主管理神所创造的万物。
So although man was to be in dominion, to have dominion over God's creation.
但是现在万物都蒙了灰。
But yet now it's all overshadowed.
这是我们最近读到的罗马书第八章里面讲的情形。
This is the backdrop to Romans chapter 8.
他说受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来。
For the earnest expectation of the creation,eagerly waits.
因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是那叫他如此的。
For the revealing of the sons of God, for creation was subjected to futility, not willingly.
但受造之物能指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
But because of him who subjected it in hope, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
但是很悲哀的二十二节说，我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
But sadly, we read in verse 22, for we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now.
我们和万物都叹息等候，直到有一天神自己取了人的样式。
We and all creation, we groan and wait until one day God himself took on human form.
神来到我们中间，在世上行走33年半。
He came and dwelt among us and walked among us for 33.5 years.
耶稣称他自己为人子。
Jesus called himself the Son of Man.
耶稣道成肉身，他亲自要来完成神起初要造人时的心意。
By becoming flesh in human form, he personally came to fulfill God's original purpose.
耶稣取了人的样式，为我们所有的人开了一个新的源头。
Jesus took on human form and he opened a new source for us to live as human beings.
主耶稣不仅是那一个新的源头，他的一生中也为我们活出一个完美的榜样。
Not only the Lord Jesus opened a new source for us, but he also lived out a perfect example as a example of in human nature.
所以在他的生活中，他将神彰显出来。
Therefore, in his daily life, he lived out God's, he lived out God.
所以他可以告诉他的门徒，天天跟他在一起的门徒。
He could tell his disciples, the ones that lived with him every day.
他说，你们看见我就是看见神。
He told them, whoever has seen me has seen the Father.
我们想想看，这岂不就是起初神造人的心意吗？
Isn't this not precisely the heart of God before he created man in the beginning?
主耶稣道成了肉身，不仅完成了神的旨意。
The Lord Jesus took on flesh not only fulfill God's purpose.
主耶稣道成肉身，他也成了我们的救赎。
His incarnation also became our redemption.
主耶稣从死里复活，升上高天，降下圣灵。
He rose from the dead, ascended up high, and he also sent down the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣在圣灵中再回来。
The Lord Jesus returned to us in the Holy Spirit.
因着我们的相信接受，圣灵进到我们的里面，我们说到我们就重生了。
By believing and receiving, the Holy Spirit come into us, and we are born again.
圣灵来，主耶稣在我们里面做我们的新生命。
With the Holy Spirit coming into us, He becomes our life.
我们的人性可以脱离败坏生命的瑕疵。
And that our humanity is freed from the bondage of the corrupted life.
因着这个新生命，我们可以再回到神起初造我们时的心意。
Because of this new life, it enables us to come back to God's very original purpose in creating us.
我们既有新生命，我们就应当照着新生命的样式来生活。
Since we have received this new life, we can live according to the pattern of this new life.
说真的，我们不知道什么是新生命的样式。
So frankly speaking, we don't know what is the pattern of this new life.
我们所知道的都属于旧生命。
What we know about is all from the old life.
主耶稣自己来，他只说了一次，他说我的心，他说我的心里面的情形是我的心柔和谦卑。
The Lord Jesus said this just once. What kind of condition his heart is in, and it is that I am gentle and lowly in heart.
就像我刚刚讲的，这是我最近在读经的时候的默想。
And this is what I've been contemplating recently as I was reading the Bible.
我深深觉得我们太不认识主耶稣的谦卑。
I felt so deeply that we know nothing about the Lord Jesus' humility.
我们想到耶稣的时候，我们常常想到他的爱。
When we think of him, we often think of his love.
但是主耶稣说到他自己的心的时候，他说我的心柔和谦卑，你们要学我的样式。
But when the Lord Jesus spoke of his own heart, he says, I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you are to learn from me.
谦卑是新生命的 essential 的特性。
Humility is the essential characteristic of this new life.
我们必须要有的特点。
It is a must that we have of this, from this new life.
谦卑的对面就是骄傲。
The opposite of humility is pride.
骄傲是魔鬼生命的特点。
Which is a defining trait of the devil.
魔鬼曾经是天使里面最美丽的一位受造。
The devil was once the most beautiful of all angels that were created.
魔鬼所以堕落成为魔鬼，就是因为他的骄傲。
The reason why he fell was because of pride.
当魔鬼来试探夏娃的时候，他就用个骄傲的心思来试探他。
When the devil tempted Eve, he used pride to tempt her.
你既然已经认识神了，你可以跟神一样耶。
You can be like God.
你不需要完全的顺服神。
You don't need to fully submit to God.
神给你有头脑，你可以自己判断。
You can have a mind to discern what is good and bad.
你自己可以决定什么是好的，什么是不好的。
You can determine what is good and what is bad for you.
你不需要那么依靠神，你可以像神一样。
You don't have to depend on God totally. You can,be like God.
当夏娃接受了 魔鬼的试探，骄傲就成为我们罪人的特点。
When Eve accepted the devil's temptation, that thought, pride, came into her.
所有的亚当子孙
All the descendants of Adam
都落在骄傲的心思里面。
All sinners fall into this mindset of pride.
我们成为骄傲的人。
And we have become proud people.
我记得有一次我在跟我父亲闲谈。
There was one time I was talking to my father.
我们谈到一个人的失败。
We were talking about someone's failure.
我说那个人非常的可惜。
I said, what a pity.
他只是犯了两个错误而已。
He committed only two mistakes.
他高估了自己，他低估了别人。
That is, he overestimated others.He overestimated himself and underestimated others.
我父亲就笑着说，这是所有人的错误。
My father smiled and said, well, that's the mistake that everyone makes.
我们都是骄傲的人。
We are all proud people.
我们需要寻求谦卑。
We must seek humility.
主说我的心柔和谦卑。
The Lord says my heart is gentle and lowly.
我们刚刚读完撒玛利亚人的故事。
We just finished reading about the Samaritan woman.
我相信我们都可以感受到主耶稣跟一个这个犯罪的撒玛利亚人，一个道德低落的撒玛利亚人谈话的时候，这是多么的柔和谦卑。
We can almost sense the Lord Jesus' humility that he was willing to speak to such a lowly woman, a woman from Samaria.
但是耶稣的谦卑只是这样子吗？
But was that all, is that all there is to his humility?
腓立比书进一步让我们认识，当主取了人的样式的时候，他是怎么样的谦卑。
And in Philippians, we're told even further what kind of a humility that is.
这样子帮助我们做人的时候应该怎么谦卑。
So this will help us how we are to be humble as a human being.
在腓立比书第二章。
In chapter 2 of Philippians.
第五节到第七节。
Verses 5 to 7.
我说你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant.
保罗这句话是对所有的人来说的。
And in the likeness of man, Paul said this to everyone.
他说你们当以基督耶稣这样的心为心。
He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
我想我试着从我能够理解的层次来认识这句话，他在形容一个怎么样的谦卑。
I try to understand this at a level that we can grasp.
耶稣本有神的形象，他原本是与神同等的。
Jesus who was equal with God.
反倒虚己，这句话为谦卑下了一个定义。
He emptied himself, which is the term, which define what humility really is.
放下自己。
That is laying down of self.
放下原本与神同等的地位。
Laying down, relinquishing that original equality with God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为耶稣来做人。
Because Jesus came to be a man.
当耶稣成了人的样式，他就将这些都放下。
When Jesus took on human form, he set aside all that.
他取了仆人的形象。
He took on the form of a bond servant.
仆人说到有高有低的关系。
When we talk about servants, there is a relationship of superiority and inferiority.
仆人说到服侍主人的责任。
Being a servant means there is a master to be served.
在这样的观念里面，我们再回过头来看我们的约翰福音。
And in such a mindset, let's come back to look at John, the book Gospel of John.
我想我们过不久我们就会读到。
We will be reading this in the near future.
第一处圣经在约翰福音第六章第三十八节。
In John 6, verse 38.
So, 因为我从天上降下来，不是要按着自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
这是耶稣的谦卑。
This is the humility of Jesus.
他取了人的样式，他取了仆人的形象。
He took on the form of a man and he took on the role of a servant.
我们都很熟悉主耶稣在钉十字架前他在客西马尼园的祷告。
We're also very familiar with his prayer while he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
不照我的意思，照你的意思。
Not my will, but yours alone.
但是那不是耶稣到最后才做的决定。
That was not the decision that Jesus made at the end.
我们知道耶稣从他出生那一刻一直到最后，他一直活在这样的心态里面。
That was his mindset from the day he was born until the day his life was taken.
他说我从天上降下来就不是要照着我的意思行。
From the time he came from heaven, it was never his will.
那是要照那差我来者的意思。
But it was the will of him who sent him.
另外一处圣经是在约翰福音第五章第十九节。
Another verse is in John chapter 5 verse 19.
耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么。
Then Jesus answered and said to them, Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself.
唯有看见父所做的子才能做。
But what he sees the Father do.
父所做的事子也照样做。
For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner.
哦，这是一个原来与神同等的耶稣。
This is the Jesus that was equal with God.
但他取了人的样式。
But he took on the form of a man.
他教导我们应该怎么做人。
He taught us how to live as a man.
我们看到主耶稣他不仅在那里遵行差我来者的意思。
Not only he was there to do the will of him who sent him.
耶稣是被引导的。
He was led.
耶稣一生他被神引导。
Throughout his life, he was led by the Father.
他能够等候。
He was able to wait.
他能够被约束。
He was confined.
他先看到父所做的，他才做。
He will see what the Father does, and then he will do.
神是耶稣他生活行动的引导跟范围。神是那个引导，也是他的范围。
God was his guide, and God was his boundary.
这说到主耶稣取了人的样式的时候，他的谦卑。
That tells us about the humility of Jesus when he took on the form of a man.
他放下自己，他不再做中心。
He laid down himself and he did not have himself as the center.
哦，这只是两个经节而已。
These are only the two verses that we wanted to share.
也就为所有的，这也是说出我们所有的人，我们对神该有的态度。
That ought to be our attitude before God.
我们原本就不是与神同等的。
Because we were never equal with God to begin with.
我们原本就是被造的人。
Because we are created.
哦，因此我们要学习耶稣他做人的时候他对神的心态。
Therefore we need to learn from that mindset.
最近我们读到一些神的话，神的恩典使我们很多弟兄姐妹都说好像他们看到一个更高的境界。
Recently, when we were reading the Word of God, many brothers and sisters saying that as if they are reading, they are being taken to a higher realm.
好像他们从来没有这样认识过神的话。
As if they have never understood the Word of God like this in the past.
若是我们盼望能够继续这样更多的认识神的话。
And if we hope that we can understand God's word even more as we go on.
我想非常重要的是我们必须照着我们现在所读到的话照着这些原则来生活。
Then we must take what we have read and according to these principles we put these into practice.
我们若不这么做
If we fail to do that.
这些话很可能就会过去。
Then these words will just pass by us.
我们虽听是听到
Yes, we have heard these words.
但是那是个表面的话。
But these are just superficial.
这样的知识不会扎根。
Such knowledge cannot take root.
不会继续的成长。
It will not continue to grow.
那如果我们一步一脚印的。
And if we take one step at a time.
就照着我们所读到的话我们真的认真的去做。
According to the word that we have read, and we put them into practice earnestly.
神的话会扎根在我们的生命里面。
God's word will then take root in our lives.
我们的生命会长进，会结果子。
And our lives will grow and will bear fruit.
我们不仅只是字面上的认识神。
Then not only we come to know God on the surface of the words.
我们也晓得关乎神生命的事。
But we will also come to know about, we will come to know the things of life.
我想今天我们从两个最基本的方面来认识耶稣怎么做一个谦卑的人。
And today let's learn from Jesus how to live humbly from two fundamental levels.
首先我们要承认我们是被造的人。
First of all, we must acknowledge that we are created.
因此有一位造我们的主。
There is a creator who made us.
我相信这个大家都觉得这还要说，当然是这样。
I believe we always say, well, of course.
我们一直都知道是神创造人。
We all know that God created us.
也没有一个人敢把自己当作创造的主。
And no one would dare to put themselves in the position of a creator.
但这是非常重要的事。
And this is very important.
一旦我们承认我们是被造的人，
As soon as we acknowledge that we are a created being,
立刻我们就有主的观念。
Then right away we have this concept of there is a creator.
立刻我们就知道神在上，我在下。
That God is above me and I'm below him.
虽然我们都知道我们不是创造的主，
Although we know that we are not the creator,
但是呢，我们想想看，夏娃是怎么失败的？
But then let's come back and think about how did Eve fail?
夏娃她也没有说她自己是创造的主。
Eve never said that she was the creator.
但是就在我们不这个撒旦怎么样引诱夏娃，她也不断的在那个生命那个。骄傲的生命也已经在我们里面。
How the devil tempted Eve, that sin, that life of sin also tempts us.
夏娃的问题是，她只是要跟神一样。
Eve's problem was she just wanted to be like God.
撒旦不断的让我们虽然知道神是创造的主，但是我们感觉没有高低的分别。
Although we know God created us, but then we don't really feel there's a big difference.
我们就觉得我们其实跟神没有差太多。
That there is not such a big gap between me and God.
或者我们理智清楚的时候，我们不承认会有这样的事。
Maybe when we're clear-headed, we don't admit that.
我就举一个例子。
Just to give you an example.
最近我们常听到我父亲他的信息。
Recently, we've been hearing a lot about my father's previous messages.
我就想交通一点，我的父亲在生活中怎么教导我们，我们要在神面前做一个谦卑的人。
I'd like to share with you how my father has been teaching us all along how to be humble before God.
那个时候我的第一个孩子还在 preschool.
At that time, my first child.My older daughter was still in preschool.
那我父亲来到我们的家。
My father came to visit.
那一天下雨，孩子就不能够出去玩。
That day it was raining outside, so she could not go outside to play.
我就带着 Emily 站在窗面前看着雨唱歌。
So I stood with Emily right at the window as she was singing.
这是我就在我在带她唱，我在教她唱歌。
I was teaching her to sing.
我相信你们经过 preschool， 你们都会唱这个歌。
I believe having preschool children, you know how to sing this hymn.
Rain, rain, go away.
Rain, rain, go away.
Little Emily wants to play.
A little Emily wants to play.
对，我是不是我们常都这样想的？哎，停了，停了。
Isn't that what we think all the time? Just stop it, rain.
明天我要去旅行了。
Because tomorrow I want to go. I want to travel.
但是我的父亲立刻纠正我，不要这样教导孩子。
But my father right away corrected us.
不要让
Don't teach your children to sing that way.
不要让他以为他是所有环境的中心。
Don't let her think that she is the center of everything.
不要让她以为她是神一样的可以呼风唤雨。
And that she is like God to command the rain and the wind.
很小的一件事。
It was a very small thing.
我现在完全同意。
And now I totally agree with him.
太多的时候我们的祷告都是为我做这个，为我调动万事。
Too often our prayer is, God, you move this and you move that for me.
风该停就停，雨该下就下。
And the wind should stop and the rain should start.
我们哪里想到我们只是被造的呢？
Have we ever thought of the fact that we are created beings?
我们只是一个被造的人而已。
We're only just one of the created beings.
创造我们的神，他在想什么呢？
What is the God who created us thinking?
他有什么要求？
What kind of requirements does he have?
他造我，他心中有什么要求？
When he created me, what kind of expectations does he have?
我们一天做多少的决定，我们有多少的选择？
Throughout the day, there are so many choices, so many decisions that we make.
有多少的时候，我们能够跟耶稣一样的说，我不求自己的意思，只求 照我主的意思。
How often do we pray like the Lord Jesus did? Not my will, but the one who created me.
我们和神的差距远超过刚才我们读的腓立比书。
The gap between us and God is way more than what we just read in Philippians.
我们是创造跟被造的关系。
Our relationship is that of the creator and the created being.
一个小小的被造到底能够认识创造的神多少？
How much can a little created being know the God who created all things?
不要讲神自己。
Not to mention God himself.
我不知道你们观看这个宇宙，我们小小的天。
I don't know if when we look at the sky,
你认识多少？
How much do you know?
看到周围的花草昆虫
when you look at the grass, the flowers, and the insects,
我们认识多少？
How much do we really know?
对我们所认识的今天坐在这里的人
And to those who are seated here today,
我们认识多少？
How much do we know them?
我们怎能不谦卑？
How can we not be humble?
圣经说骄傲的人眼中不怕神。
The Bible tells us that those who are proud, they fear not God.
骄傲的人不将神当神。
Because those who are proud, they do not treat God as God.
当主耶稣第一次来到他的家乡传福音。
When the Lord Jesus came to his own hometown to share the gospel.
他说有福音传给你们。
He said, the gospel is preached to you.
他指出他们的缺乏，他们的困苦。
He pointed out their lacking and their hardship.
这些骄傲的人听了心里就不高兴了。
These proud people, upon hearing that, they were displeased.
他们就选择拒绝耶稣。
They chose to reject Jesus.
耶稣就离开了。
Then Jesus left.
直到现在，神国的福音是传给谦卑的人。
Until this very day, the gospel of the heavenly kingdom is preached to those who are humble.
谦卑是我们来到神面前，我们必须要有的态度。
Humility is the must-have attitude as we come to God.
放下自己。
Lay down ourselves.
我们不是中心。
Because we are not the center.
神大过我们太多。
God is so much greater than us.
第二是当我们承认我们是神所造的。
When we acknowledge that we are a created being.
我们谦卑来到神的面前。
We come to him humbly.
我们和神就开始一个健康正确的关系。
Then we can have a healthy, proper relationship.
神对我们是有意念的。
Because God does have a purpose on us.
神不随便做一件事的。
God doesn't do anything meaningless.
神要照着他纯全善良可喜悦的旨意引导我们。
He wants to guide us according to his perfect and good will.
在神的引导下他要负我们的责任供应我们所有的需要。
Under his guidance, he will take all of our responsibilities and provides for all of our needs.
这就是在旧约里面神从天上降下玛拉的故事。
That is a story that we read in the Old Testament as to how God sent down manna.
这也是为什么主耶稣说我心里柔和谦卑。你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
That's why he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
主耶稣他一生在地上，他被圣灵引导。
Throughout Jesus' life on earth, he was led by the Holy Spirit.
我们的诗歌237首也说到我们也可以同样的被圣灵引导。
Hymn number 237 in our hymn book, it also speaks of this blessed life of being led by the Holy Spirit.
这是个有福的生活。
This is such a blessed life.
行走我是行走在圣灵的能力中。
Walking, I'm walking in the power of the Holy Spirit.
生活我是生活在他话语的信实里。
Living, I'm living in the faithfulness of his word.
蒙他安慰我，蒙他保守我。
I'm comforted by him.
这岂不是一个非常安息的生活吗？
And being kept by him, isn't that such a life of rest?
但圣经说神引导谦卑的人。
The Bible tells us that he leads those who are humble.
我们常常都觉得我们经历圣灵的引导非常的少。
We always feel that we experience the leading of the Holy Spirit so little.
为什么呢
？Why？
是不是我们没有在神面前先谦卑，承认自己只是一个受造的人
？Is it because we fail to humbly acknowledge that we are merely created beings？
我们是否像耶稣一样的谦卑，不照自己的意思生活？
When we need to humble ourselves just like the Lord Jesus as we live.
寻求神在我人生中的旨意，因为他是造我的主。
And to seek his purpose because he is the one who created me.
我是否能够我是否能够知道我们是非常的有限。
And can we come to know that we are very finite?
我越过越知道我们实在非常的有限。
More and more, I come to know that we are so finite.
就在我们眼睛能够看到的环境里面。
Even in the circumstances that we can see with our own eyes.
我们能够看到的有限。
What we can see is so limited.
就算我们看到了，我们能够明白的更有限。
And even what we can see and what we can think of is still so limited.
我们来到造物的神面前，我们谦卑自己。
We humble ourselves before the God who created all things.
照他的美意引导我们。
Let him lead us according to his purpose.
今天我们只能够稍微交通一点道成肉身耶稣的谦卑。
Today we can only share just a little bit about this Jesus who was the Word became flesh.
当我们继续读约翰福音的时候，我们还会更多的看见主耶稣的谦卑。
As we continue to read the Gospel of John, we will see even more how this incarnate Jesus lived out perfect humanity.
对，这是一个完美的人性。
He was the perfect humanity.
他不仅是我们的榜样。
Not only he was our example.
他要在我们里面做我们的生命。
He is in us and to be our life.
圣灵呢已经在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit is already in us.
他要帮助我们。
He will help us.
这是罗马书第八章讲的。
That's what it says in Romans chapter 8.
他说况且我们软弱有圣灵帮助。
For likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness.
我们本不晓得当怎样祷告。
For we do not know what we should pray for as ought.
但圣灵在我们里面要替我们祷告。
But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
鉴察人心的知道圣灵的意思。
Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is.
因为圣灵按照神的旨意替我们祈求。
Because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
并且我们都知道万事都要互相效力。
And we know that all things work together for good.
叫爱神的人得益处。
To those who love God.
就是叫我们能够像他的，像耶稣。
To those who are called according to his purpose so that we can be like him.
这不是我们一厢情愿。
This is not just a one-way wishful thinking.
这是神永远的心意。
This is God's eternal purpose.
这是他造人的心意。
This is the purpose of which, by which he created man with.
而且万物都在等候我们要成熟。
And all creation is waiting for us to mature.
主耶稣自己来，他完成了这个完美的人性。
The Lord Jesus came and he perfected in humanity.
万事都要齐心努力。
All things are to strive earnestly.
每一天我们所过的每一个所遇到的每一个环境。
Every day, every circumstance that we encounter.
都只有一个永远的价值。
There is one eternal value.
使我们像耶稣。
That is to make us, have us be more like Jesus.
我每次想到撒玛利亚妇人，我心中非常的感动。
Every time when I thought of the Samaritan woman, I was very moved.
耶稣不仅在他的柔和谦卑里面，他愿意取了人的样式。
Not only Jesus took on the form of a man in gentleness and lowliness.
他是一个那么完美的耶稣，那个人性。
He was in such perfect humanity.
撒玛利亚呢，毫无疑问的，他是在 below average.
The Samaritan woman,undoubtedly was below average.
他都不觉得他敢这个光明正大的来打水。
She dared not to come at a regular time to draw water.
耶稣在那里等她。
Jesus was waiting for her there.
耶稣他为我们完成了这个完美的人性。
Jesus perfected humanity for us.
他要我们每一个人都得到这个荣美的生命。
He wanted all of us to gain this perfect life.
哦，他不仅是要把那个水给撒玛利亚妇人。
Not only he wanted to give water to this woman.
耶稣他自己那个柔和谦卑柔美的生命，他要住在他的里面。
He wanted this perfect life, this gentle, lowly life to also be in her.
我承认我自己是非常骄傲的人。
I admit that I'm a very proud person.
非常无知的骄傲。
Very ignorant.
但是真的，如果主要拣选人的话，大概不会拣选这样的人。
If God were to choose someone, he would not have chosen.I would imagine he would not have chosen me.
但是耶稣柔美的生命愿意住在我们这么一个丑陋骄傲的人里面。
But the glorious, beautiful life of Jesus is willing to dwell in such a lowly person.
做我们的生命。
To be our life.
我们怎能够不放心，我们怎能够不谦卑来到神面前。
How can we not humble ourselves as we come to God?
只有在谦卑中我们能够与神相遇。
Only in humility, in humbleness, that we can meet God.
我们一起来寻求谦卑。
Let us together seek humility.
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn together.
如果这首诗歌说到你的真实情形。
If this hymn speaks of your true condition.
是不是我们很少听到神的声音？
Is it true that we rarely hear God's voice.
是不是我们很少被圣灵引导？
That we are rarely led by the Holy Spirit.
是不是我们很少谦卑寻求？
And that we also rarely seek in humility.
我们每天都活在我们自己的里面。
Every day we live in our own selves.
今天早上，但愿圣灵恩待我们。
This morning, may the Holy Spirit be gracious to us.
神怎么找到撒玛利亚妇人？
How God found the Samaritan woman?
撒玛利亚妇人也找到神。
The Samaritan woman also found God.
我们一起谦卑地在这里与神相遇。
Let us meet God humbly in this place.
我们请赞美团队带我们唱这首诗歌。
We have the worship team lead us.
我自己在信主以前一点都不觉得自己骄傲。
Before believing in the Lord, I never felt that I was proud.
但是信主以后，尤其是认识到耶稣的谦卑柔和的生命。
After believing in Him, seeing His gentle and lowly life.
我不但越来越认识到自己骄傲，而且觉得自己骄傲得不得了，没有理由的骄傲。
Coming to know Him, I realized that I have no reason to be proud anymore.
其实昨天在追求聚会的时候，我们已经听 Mary 牧师分享了这个 Ring Ring Go Away 的故事。
And yesterday at the Pursuit meeting, we also heard from Pastor Mary.
一件很小的事，其实在我们生活当中很多很多这样的时候。
Even with a very small thing, this happens a lot in our daily life.
我们都没有发现原来自己那么的以己为中心。
We don't realize that we are so full of self.
骄傲实在是在每一个人的里面都有。
That pride is in every one of us.
感谢主今天的信息让我们明观念行道路。
We thank the Lord that today's message allow us to have a right concept so we can walk the right way.
我们可能不知道也不容易怎么样变得谦卑。
Maybe we don't know how to humble ourselves.
但是我们相信神有这样的意愿。
But we believe that God has such a thought.
他都把他自己的生命放在我们里面。
He placed his own life in us.
让我们一同把自己献给他。
Let us dedicate ourselves to him.
相信他负我们的责任。
Believe that he assumes our responsibility.
Oh,
Yes, Lord, we acknowledge that we are so proud.
我们多少时候将我们放在中心。
We so often put ourselves in the center.
但是主耶稣，我们感谢你今天在借着你的话语来提醒我们。
We thank you for giving us your word today.
我们都是你所造。
We are created by you.
我们也是被你寻找。
And we were sought by you.
被你寻回
And we were found by you.
被你拯救的人
And we were saved by you.
这是我们的地位
This is our position.
这是你高抬我们
Because you have uplifted us.
我们真要承认你是我们的主
We acknowledge that you are our Lord.
求主耶稣，你真是用你的圣在我们里面的圣灵天天来引导我们
May the Holy Spirit lead us every day.
让我们看到主，你真是我们的榜样。
And that we see you truly are our example.
我们真是何等盼望有你那样柔和谦卑的心。
And we want to have such a gentle and lowly heart.
让我们愿意一切来顺服在你的带领之下。
And that we will submit to your leading.
让你那这样子柔美的生命能够在我们里面活出来
And that your glorious life may be lived out through us
我们知道我们 不能
We cannot do it on our own
但是我们知道在你凡事都能
But with you all things are possible
因为这是你的旨意
Because this is your purpose
是你要成就在我们每个人身上
It is what you will do in all of our lives
我们只能谦卑俯伏顺服在你的带领
We humble and prostrate before you
这样子祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name
Amen 请坐
Please be seated